diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk on iTunes, Stitcher, and around the interwebs. I am your host, the artist also known as the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, Big Daddy Cool, Johnny De La Rocca. You can call me Johnny, and I am swinging solid live from Fandom Fest here in Louisville, Kentucky, in front of a live audience. Let's hear it, guys. Let our audience know that you're out there. We've just had a really cool panel on Podcasting 101, and I've been sharing with them my experiences, and so we decided to record a live podcast here in front of the audience so that they would get a feel for how it's done. And I welcome you, if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, we appreciate you as an audience member. If you are new to the podcast, and you may be asking, what is this thing called Diesel Punk? Well, Diesel Punk is a celebration of the retrofuturism of the 1920s through the 1940s. It blends the art, music, culture of that era with sci-fi and fantasy. Basically, retrofuturism looks at the future of tomorrow through yesterday's eyes. And to be Diesel Punk, it's got to be contemporary in origin, meaning that it's made since the end of World War II, basically, for all intents and purposes. It's got to have the visual aesthetics of the diesel era, the 1930s, 20s, 30s, and 40s, what we call decadence, and it's got to have an element of sci-fi and fantasy. And when you add all those things together, you get Diesel Punk, and we want to welcome you. So, as we were talking here in the panel at Fandom Fest, we've seen a lot of great stuff here at Fandom Fest. What was your favorite thing this weekend so far? Just shout it out. Stan Lee was here. Everybody is here to see Stan Lee. And wanted you know it, I was doing panels yesterday while he was signing. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I have never been able to be in the same room and meet Stan Lee. In the same building dozens of times, but never in the same place. And I hear rumors that this is his last con appearance, right here at this one. Yeah? Cincinnati?
I think over the next couple of months, he's got one or two in Canada.
So Stan Lee may have one or two more appearances, but everybody in the area, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, they've come out of the woodworks, come meet Stan Lee here at Fandom Fest, and it's been a great, great time. For those of you listening, you might be interested to know, I also did Tales from the Flipside Live, my music, magic, and comedy review here at Fandom Fest last night to a capacity audience. It was rather epic, and you can see me again August 20th in Nashville at the Centennial Black Box Theater. Get tickets at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Well, hey, before we get into our main topic here tonight, we got to thank our sponsors, Blue Microphone. They provide the Yeti microphone that we record the podcast on in the Houdini room at the Casa de Cool. Check them out at bluemic.com. We also want to thank our sponsor, Comic Bento. If you like comic books and graphic novels and you'd like to get a present in the mail, it's like Christmas or your birthday once a month, you get $50 worth of graphic novels in the mailbox every month for less than 20 bucks. They've got plans starting at $13 and going up to $20. Check it out at mycomicbento.com. That's mycomicbento.com. All right, guys. Well, we're going to talk about our main topic here this afternoon. And I mentioned it to the audience and some eyebrows raised. Apparently, this news hasn't filtered down to the geek community completely yet. But on Thursday of this week, it was announced that Disney has reacquired the rights to the Rocketeer franchise, and they are moving forward with a sequel called The Rocketeers. And it's set 6 years after the original film in 1944, so at the height of World War II. Cliff Secord, the original Rocketeer, has vanished, disappeared, and a new Rocketeer takes up the helmet and jetpack to find him. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about this. Anyone in our audience heard the news yet? Have you read some of the comments online? The new Rocketeer, and the movie is called Rocketeers, plural, But the new Rocketeer is a female pilot, an African-American female pilot, based on a real-life female pilot from World War II, someone out there was going to tell me, because I can't remember it, I don't have my notes in front of me. If you remember her name, send us an email at feedback@dieselpoweredpodcast.com, and we'll make sure to give you a mention on the air. Anyway, she is going to be the one taking up the mantle of the Rocketeer, and already the internet and Facebook is filled with the most vile, hateful, sexist, and racial posts I've ever read. And I'm really, really disappointed in the geek culture community. I thought maybe we had moved past this. Of course, we've seen a lot of lashback with the new Ghostbusters film. We've seen lashback with the news about Riri Williams becoming the new Iron Man. If you guys haven't heard about that, Riri Williams is also an African-American female, 15-year-old teenager who's going to take over for Tony Stark as Iron Man in September. And it just seems like the geek culture community, you know, the community that we grew up being bullied, right? We're the ones who were laughed at and made fun of. You would think that we would have an appreciation for, you know, something different, something offbeat, that we wouldn't be the ones doing the bullying. And yet here we are. The geeks have inherited the earth and we've become the bullies. You guys have all read the tweets to Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters. You've all heard, you know, how Ghostbusters was just this sexist, man-hating film. And the same kind of thing is coming out about the Rocketeers. And it hasn't even gone into production yet. It's only been announced. And yet, here we are facing the same stuff. Guys, if you're a basement dweller that's threatened by a strong woman, go out, get some sunlight, maybe meet a girl, God forbid, maybe kiss a girl, and get over yourselves. Come on, we're better than this. So I'd love to hear your feedback. Post a note on our Facebook page, facebook.com/dieselpoweredpodcast, or on Twitter @dieselpodcast, or send us an email, feedback@dieselpoweredpodcast.com. Let us know what you think about the new Rocketeer news. I got to say this, as a Rocketeer fan, and I am a hardcore Rocketeer fan, if you guys have seen the Houdini room at the Casa de Cool, I've got posters and figures. I've got an uncut standee from the film in my office. And Rocketeer is one of my all-time favorite movies. Of course, you guys as fans of Dieselpunk know that it's one of the hallmarks of Dieselpunk films. It has everything that we really adhere to and aspire to. And so as a Dieselpunk fan, as a Rocketeer fan, I'm super excited about this. I think this is awesome. Guys, we're getting new Rocketeer. And as long as it's a good story, who cares what the sex or race of the lead character is? You guys have been listening to the podcast long enough. You know that I don't buy into, you know, all of, you know, I'm like one race. I'm like one blood, one race. Let's get over ourselves and stop tearing each other down. Let's build each other up. So if you're out there and you see those posts online about the Rocketeers, you know, set them straight. Don't give in to the hate. Set them straight. Ooh, hashtag don't give in to the hate. Set them straight. There we go. Well, hey, guys and gals, short episode this week, 10 minutes looks like. And as we leave you, I want to remind you about our sponsor, Audible. You can get an audiobook for free on us. If you go to audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast, pick a free audiobook on us over over 100,000 titles, and it's yours to keep, whether you subscribe, join, or remain a member. Well, guys and gals, that's it from Fandom Fest. Let's hear it again, Fandom Fest. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.